Hey y'all, it's Wakaria.
Hey, this is Elizabeth, and we are the Southern Belles.
So, Elizabeth, what did you do this weekend? How was your Thanksgiving?
My Thanksgiving, it was okay. I went to my hometown for Thanksgiving, went to my aunt's house. We ate, played some games. My family went shopping. I didn't go because I don't like to be out in all that craziness. That's about it. I ain't doing much. I got to relax, though. It felt good to relax, be off a couple extra days. That was good. That was cool.
My Thanksgiving was freaking horrible. Let's start off with the scenery. So we went all the way to my auntie's house. She lives in Stockbridge, close by where T.I. lives. House is beautiful. She remodeled her kitchen. It was cute or whatnot. So we come in. The first thing I see is all the food is in freaking containers. Small containers. So I'm like,
what's going on here?
Bitch, we ain't kids. We eat too. Like, okay. The kitchen was way too clean. I was like, this food gonna be nasty. So when it's time, so as soon as we get in, she was like, okay, y'all go ahead and eat. Mind you, when we got there, it was 3 o'clock. So she's talking about go ahead and eat. I'm like, oh, I thought we was a black family. Why are we eating so early?
Girl, please, we was eating at 3 o'clock.
For real?
Did
we change it?
No.
You know, we used to eat like 8 o'clock.
Oh,
6 to 8 o'clock.
Oh, hell no. I'd be pissed off if I had to wait to 6 to 8 o'clock to eat.
Especially since you don't even eat breakfast. You don't eat lunch.
We ate breakfast.
Y'all do?
Yeah, my mom got up and cooked breakfast and everything.
Girl, it's hard. Like,
I'm going to need your family to get themselves together.
Because it's been like that for years. Like, you just don't eat breakfast. I guess it's because you cook all day and some people spend most of their time cooking dinner. That they forget that you still gotta eat breakfast at least. Like, damn, there's no cereal.
My
mama
forget, baby. Come on.
You eat throughout the
girl,
the
let
cooking.
Me tell you. We got done cooking what we was gonna cook, our last minute stuff that night. Then that morning, my mom, she got up and cooked breakfast. We took a nap. And then, like, we went to go eat. And they was ready over there to eat before we got there. They were really waiting on us to eat.
That's how they were waiting for us to come there to go eat. So we were like, okay, cool. So it's time to, like, fix the plate or whatnot. I'm about to get some greens. And greens is, like, my favorite dish.
I brought you some of my greens, girl.
Girl. When I said they cut them green, them leaves, they want some big ass fat ass leaves. I'm like, what in the world is going on? Cause you know, greens are mostly strips. Just like tiny strips. And these bitches were fat as fuck. There was no juice. How did they be drained the damn juice?
She ain't drained it. She probably overcooked them. So she boiled all the juice out.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Because you already be cooking the greens on like high when you cook them.
Yeah.
So if you don't like stop them at a certain amount of time or add, like you have to add, sometimes
you
have to
add water.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to add a little bit to them. And she probably didn't fucking add nothing.
And then the mashed potatoes wasn't mashy. It was all clumped together. So we had clumped mashed potatoes. The only thing that was good was stuffing because she put meat. And I love when they put meat and, like, celery and all that together.
Yeah.
And the stuffing. I love my cranberry sauce on top of the
So when
stuffing.
People say, like, stuffing and dressing, is that the same thing? Or is that two different things? Because I don't eat it.
Because stuffing is really when you stuff something in, like, when people stuff
turkey. So
y'all
stuff the turkey and then you eat whatever you stuff the turkey with, you eat it?
That's what stuffing is.
That sounds gross.
Yeah, when you stuff the
so that's what you ate?
The turkey. No. Either way, it's the same thing, but, I mean, I grew up just calling it stuffing and then people else grew up calling it
dressing.
So they're the same exact thing.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we put the cranberry sauce. I love that. And then she wouldn't even let me drink alcohol. She was like, I was like, is this, because she had wine. Last time she had wine from Germany.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, cool. I was like, you got some wine or anything? She was like, you too old for, you too grown. No, she was like, you too young. And I was like, are you serious?
alcoholic?
Yeah, so she was like, I was way too young to have alcohol or whatnot, but it was just, the food was nasty. I couldn't drink nothing, so I was basically watching Hulu, and then I was scrolling through Facebook as well. And one of the things that caught my eye this week is about the little girl who, I don't know how she transformed into a black woman. I don't know if she put melatonin like that other woman in Russia did. Like she implemented melatonin in her skin to change the complexion of her skin to be darker.
Melatonin? Like the sleeping pill?
No, what is it? What is
melanin?
It?
Melanin?
No, but it's different when it's a medicine, though.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it could be melatonin, but I didn't know that melatonin can do that. I know that a lot of people use it for sleep.
Yeah.
But I didn't know. I don't know about.
I'm probably saying it wrong. You probably could, like, probably could look it up. But anyway, she did put something in her skin to make her skin darker because she was white as a snowflake.
Mm-hmm.
And this little girl, and then, you know, somebody put on Facebook that her embracing another skin complexion is the same thing as when, I think she's talking about black people. That's what her specification was like.
Right.
Well, how it's the same thing as when we put weave and I guess use makeup to lighten our complexion or hit the right light. And it really made me upset because I thought, well, first of all, it was really ignorant. Like, why would you think?
Makeup and weave don't have nothing to do with changing the fucking color of your complexion.
It's
one thing to enhance something and then to just change something altogether.
I feel like, dude, I don't even know what made anybody think that, but I know a lot of people who don't like the complexion of the skin because, you know, a lot of people in history, it's been shown that lighter skinned women or even men they feel like they had it easier. They feel more beautiful. They were led to believe that they are more beautiful than somebody with a darkened skin complexion. But I feel like in this day and age, we know that's not true.
Right.
We've seen people who are darker and look better than their, you know, lighter counterparts. And on top of that, when are people gonna understand it's the features on your body, on your face, that makes you different than the next person? It has nothing to do with your skin tone. Skin tone doesn't mean that you're more beautiful because you're lighter.
Because you can be the same complexion with somebody and y'all have two different features and look like two totally... And that's what makes you look like two totally different people. Not the color. Your features.
Exactly. But what I'm thinking is, like, what has to be in this young lady's mind to think that if she darkens her skin, she will feel more beautiful? Like, what do people... Because, you know, Sammy Sosa bleached his skin.
Maybe trying to be funny.
That's what I'm thinking. That's why I think a lot of people are outraged because a lot of times when people blackface, it's to be real, real funny.
Funny, yeah.
And I don't know if she blackfaced or she really changed, has somebody inject, you know, something in her skin to make it darker. But either way, she looked fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
She looked way better than she looked way better as a white girl.
She looked like a black ass white girl. Because her features are still like a white person. Not that I have anything against white people, but I'm just saying, like, be who you are. If you white, you white. If you black, you black. Like, be who you are. Be true to yourself. Don't go as far as to change your fucking complexion.
Yeah.
Because
she looks so
taking
ugly.
It too far. Like, if you wanted to be a little darker, you could have went and got you a good tan, girl. Come on now.
Isn't that what they do anyway?
Yeah. Obviously, she don't, honey. She just... I don't know what she was doing. She was either trying to be funny or she just took it too damn far.
I don't get it. Like, does it mean that she wanted to be that different? Because, you know, a lot of people talk about racial dolls, whatever you say that name. But the difference between her and this little white girl is the fact that Rachel never went to change the complexion of her skin. She put some braids. She classified herself as black.
Yeah.
Is that the same? You think is that the same?
Yeah. Because how she identified herself was black, and she wasn't. Just because she didn't go so far as to make her skin dark, she still lied. She still identified herself as being black when she wasn't. And it does not say check white, black, or state of mind. What state of mind are you in? Do you think like a white person? Do you think like a white person? You don't fucking say that. Like, that's not politically correct. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, when I do a job application, I don't put my race anymore, because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. I don't put my race nor my gender.
I always
because put I feel both. Like
I put my race and my gender
because I feel like it doesn't matter what color or race. If at the end it says we can't discriminate you for X and Y and Z, right?
Right.
So why are you asking me all these questions if you cannot discriminate, if I can't have the job because of who I am or what I am, then why would you put that disclaimer claiming? So to me, I feel like it doesn't matter what I am. At the end of the day, it should matter if you look at the qualification when you ask, can I bend, lift? Am I able to work on weekends or what? And then you look at my previous job histories, you can clearly see, okay, well, she probably be a good match. She probably not. I don't know. Let's have her in for an interview.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be looking at my race or my sexual orientation or anything like that in the first place. So I don't put it. But then when they look at my name, they'll be like, Gretchen Black.
I'm the opposite.
Yeah.
I'm the opposite. But shit, I still always put my gender and my race. And that's because, like, I ain't got time to have my time wasted. Either you gonna look at it, see that I'm qualified, skip over me because I'm black or whatever, then do what you gotta do. I don't have time for me to not put it, and then I go to the interview knowing that I'm qualified, and then you still don't pick me then. Just go ahead and then, because if you don't pick me for that reason, I'd rather for you to just go ahead and not pick me for that reason up front than for me to have to deal with you being fake kind to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? When in the back of your mind, you like, oh, well, shit, she just walked in. She black anyway, so she not getting hired anyway. So now we're going to have to fake this interview. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, let's not even waste now one of our time. I don't want to, if you don't, if
the
you
fact deep, that we have to think like that, that would really piss me off. Like, when I go in or whatnot, I could be looking. The first thing I think about is, like, I'm automatically not confident because I'm thinking that, oh, this is a very nice, prestigious area, and they're not going to allow, like, no black person in here. And the fact that I even think like that, it just sucks, because I could be a better, you know, employee than any of the employees you have, and I'm way more qualified. Like, when I applied for Chris Steaks or whatnot, those fine dining, like, I was working on a cruise ship where I had to work every single freaking day. We had to learn how to open wine. We had to do everything that fine dining. And then on top of that, I had more than 6 tables to do with more than 4 people at each table. And you know what I'm saying? Like, so there's absolutely no way none of these people in here who have never even experienced that have way more experience than I have.
Right.
But I don't get the job. So now I'm sitting back thinking,
trying to figure out why
I don't get job. And it's always
knowing that I'm more qualified.
Yeah, and the first thing I think about is because of the way I look. Yeah. So it sucks. And I really do hate when we be watching, when they be asking you, are you Hispanic or not Hispanic? Why is that the first thing that's on there? And then when you put no, that's when they have the other one. Why isn't that area with the other races? You get what I'm saying though?
Yeah.
And if I was Hispanic, it sucks. Because it's like, okay, are they going to discriminate me because I'm Hispanic? Are they going to try to make sure that I have my papers? Like, that shit corny, man. Because to be honest, any race could be in the same position as Hispanic. It's just
and then if you don't put the pick, if you don't put a race on there, it's you basically in the same position as if you had to put that you were black on there. Because if you don't put it on there, they're just going to assume that you are.
Yeah.
Because you didn't put it. You just fucked either way.
Yeah. When you're black, you just fucked.
It's sad.
Which one you want in, the vagina or the dick? I mean, the vagina or the ass, right? You're going to get fucked either way.
It just sucks. But we've been making it this far, so we're just going to have to keep pushing.
It's like, I love the way I look. I love my people. I just hate other. I hate the way that other people look at us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because we really are cool people. We move the culture. What other, like, let's be honest, do white people have a culture? Yeah, so I just want to know, do you know white people have a culture? Because in history, they just, you know, all they have been able to do is really take from what somebody else have did and then claim it as themselves. And I don't want anybody white to feel like I'm racist or whatever the case may be, because I'm not. I just have questions. I don't really know what, you know, your culture is, and I'd like to know what your culture is. Because, you know, Asians got culture, Hispanic got a certain culture, Indians, and I mean, when I was living with 3 Nigerians, oh my God, like, their culture really shocked me or whatnot, and they're very spiritual, very into God. Certain, the way they talk, the way they act, you know what I'm saying? And then hip hop is like the number one music genre, and it's a $1 billion company. But I just want to know, what is white culture? You know, you got black culture, you got Mexican culture. Like, what is white culture? Do you have any idea?
No, I'm just trying to wait for some feedback.
Yeah, that y'all gonna have to.
And ain't nothing I can really input on that one. I can't really get input.
If you're white or whatnot, we would love. No, for real. Like, I mean, it's kind of weird if somebody, like, that's not white.
Like, this is what they do.
Yeah, no, I want somebody who's white to tell me, because I'm very ignorant of that subject. I don't know. And then, you know, growing up, we just hear about, you know, they took this land and they took that. We see so much blackface. And then also, when we go back to that blackface, we do need to talk about, there are some black people that I'm very upset with. Who whiteface? Like, we get mad about white people blackfacing. I get mad at people that's black, you know, that's black and be whitefacing. Like Lil Kim, Sammy Sosa, Michael Jackson. Like, let's
Michael
be honest.
Michael Jackson had a he was sick. Though.
See, that's what I can't understand. Y'all really believe that man?
Who are you to say that he was not? You don't know that.
So who did you just say that he was?
If he said he was, then we gotta go off of what he said.
He was sick, so his whole entire body went white.
He bleached his skin because of his sickness.
What was his sickness?
Shit, I don't remember what it was called. You're gonna have to look it up.
So his sister did it. His sister was sick too, and she did that same thing to her body too.
Who, LaToya?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't think she was sick. She probably just wanted to be white.
What about you, Lil Kim was sick too?
No. None of them said that they were.
Mm. So if Lil Kim came out and was like, y'all, I was sick.
This is why I did it. Then you just gonna have to go with what she said. You can't just say you're a liar.
So we should say the same thing about the white girl.
If she say, I'm sick, and if I feel like making my skin darker is gonna make me look better because of whatever is happening to my skin, then it's like, okay. That's just like somebody, if they have fucking cancer and they don't want to be bald, so they put a wig on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you can't just call them a liar and say that's not true.
The reason why I say that is because his kids. I'm sorry. Like, if you saying that you are sick and that's the reason why you bleach your skin, but then all three of your kids are white and you don't have no black kids. That's what makes it troublesome for me. Especially since...
But what does having white kids have to do with bleaching his skin? Even if he bleached his skin, his kids would still be... I mean, I don't understand how that...
His kids would still be black.
That don't mean you're... So you think he bleached your children too?
No, I'm not saying that his kids are black. What I'm saying is that I feel like he wanted to be a white man.
Mm-hmm.
If you love who you are,
mm-hmm.
I'm black, I love who I am, and then I end up just having, if I end up just, you know, well, I can't use me as an example because there's obviously no way I can have white kids unless I adopt white kids, and that's not going to really prove my point. If I was a black man and I said that I wanted kids, and then all of a sudden I got this girl pregnant,
mm-hmm.
and claiming they're biologically mine, but mm-hmm. they're all... obviously white with no black in them.
Uh-huh.
In my eyes, I just feel like he did what he did because he wanted to be a white man. That's why I'm saying that he lied about that. But I see your point and I understand it. Yeah, well, you guys, this is like our second podcast, and I think each week we're gonna get better. But we're about to close it out because I gotta pee.
She gotta pee, and it's getting late. Y'all, just give us some good feedback on everything we talked about tonight. If y'all got some topics y'all want to talk about, some stuff y'all want to discuss, we can discuss it. Some questions, anything.
Yeah, and then, like, we're going to be doing this, like, every Sunday. We're going to try to do this every Sunday night and then post the four episodes on Monday or whatnot. I'm going to do that tonight or whatnot. And then, yeah, so I hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving. Let us, you know, comment, call in, and let us know how your Thanksgiving went. Hopefully it wasn't as horrible as mine, but, you know, it is what it is. So, this is Southern Bells, and good night.
Good night.
Or good morning, wherever you're from.